But you wouldn't see them any other way, I guess.
No, not unless you're along a creek where the cotton should take, but hell, they're all dying.
Why is that?
I don't know, but hell, these trees been here. Hell, they was old trees when I was a kid, you know, and hell, now they're all dying the last couple of years.
People ever replant them, or?
Huh.
And what kind of vegetation would you find on the plain that wasn't cultivated?
We're mostly just grass.
Are there types of grass?
Well, you get on the meadows, you got your blue stem, you know, and I don't know what, it's just prairie grass, I guess.
And what about where the jackrabbits are running? What do they have to eat out there?
They eat the barks off the trees and the grass.
They have sage or anything like
Oh,
that?
we got a lot of sagebrush, yeah. We could do without a lot of that too.
What about now? Are you familiar with the type of tree that I guess it doesn't grow here? I don't know why we have it on the survey, but grows in the Midwest. And it starts with sick. The name is sick. Have you ever heard of those? A sycamore.
Well, I've heard of sycamore, but I never did see one or anything.
Okay. Yeah, as far as no one's ever
They
seen one
probably never
here.
had one in this country, as I know of.
Now, are there types of smaller than a tree, I guess about this tall, sort of?
Greasewood or something?
You have any of that?
No, I don't, but there's some just right south of me, a little greasewood here.
So, and that, is that a type of bush, or?
Yeah, more of a bush. Yeah. It gets bigger than sagebrush.
And what about weeds?
We got lots of that.
Any varieties that you're.
Yeah, we got these goddamn Canadian thistles over here the last 10 years. And we got thistles and ragweeds and pigweeds and any kind of weed we got.
What about vines or brush? Do you have any of that even?
Well, we got them morning glories for vines, you know, and you can't kill them damn things either.
They have the white blossom.
Yeah. Well, they call them Creeping Jenny or Morning Glories or
That's the same thing.
same damn thing. Yeah. The only way you can kill them is put a cement slab on them or something. We got a patch right, two or three patches right down here in this field.
Can't you spray that?
You can spray it, but hell, they come right back next year. I don't know how, the roots must go deep, you know.
What about another name for a bush would be a. Let's see.
Shrub?
Yeah. Okay. Had to make you say that.
Hmm.
Let's see. Now, do you have any terms for types of ice?
Just ice, I guess.
Okay.
Gets cold enough, it gets sicker.
Now, when it gets really cold, they say it goes below.
Below zero?
Does that happen here very often?
Oh, hell, every winter.
How many days?
Well, you know, it can go from 5 days to 5 weeks.
What if you get overexposed to the cold? What do they call
Freeze your butt off, I guess.
that? I mean, do you ever have to go to the doctor or have?
No, I never did. Some people froze their hands or feet or something, you know.
Now, is that frostbite or is that something
Yeah,
different?
they call it frostbite. But it gets pretty goddamn thick frost.
Is there a difference between a frost and a freeze?
Yeah, frost is, you know, that's any time it gets down below 32, you can get a frost, you know, but it won't freeze ice.
So a freeze, how cold would that have to be for a hard freeze?
Oh, I imagine get down around 10, you'd get pretty hard freeze, probably.
That freezes the soil.
Well, no, it won't freeze the ground. It'll freeze a little, but you know, not much. You can't hardly say it freezes the ground.